And I'll bet an almighty dollar that this is Skip Barber.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great, Skip. Thank you very much for calling in. So Lime Rock is back open. I know you have a big party going there on there today, too. Can you tell us about it?
Well, the big news is the sun's out.
Isn't that true?
Right. Yeah, this is an open house. We've never done it before. It's free. There are 40, 45 vendors there, lots for kids to do, all kinds of stuff, and we'll be open till about 3 o'clock. Some neat cars there, some neat vintage cars, some muscle cars, all kinds of stuff. You know, this is a first for us, and we have a new marketing manager who's really terrific, and this was her idea, and thank goodness the weather's nice.
And I understand you have my friend Joanne Ryan from the Northwest Chamber coming up as well.
Yep.
And a New York Chamber as well?
Well, there's three chambers from the area, not one from the city, but one that includes, you know, the Connecticut side of New York, and one from the Berkshires.
You know, describe the awesome beauty of Northwest Connecticut and at Lime Rock as a tourism anchor.
Well, you know, I assume that, you know, a lot of people from Waterbury, from Tarrington, have been up to what we call the Northwest Corner. But then I meet somebody and they don't have any idea what I'm talking about. It's beautiful, hilly. You can really think of it kind of as the southern Berkshires, though it isn't literally that. Old towns. Lime Rock itself is really a park. It's 300 acres, not a seat. It's all about nicely mowed grass and, you know, blankets and folding chairs and walking around. Unlike most stadium sports, the great thing is you can go watch from any place. You can walk all the way around the racetrack. There's 6 or 7 great places to watch from. You can get up close. You know, you can get next to the cars. I mean, not while they're moving, obviously. and it's in a really pretty old town.
I find it's just a treasure. I'm coming into my 9th season, and I thank you for my chance to work with your gifted announcer, Greg Ricks. It's just a piece of heaven, and I can't tell the audience, if you haven't seen it or you have. Oh, and Skip, you made about $10 million in improvements in the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, let's not go there. You know, if I were to want to brag, but this is a serious comment, Jalopnik is a terrific source for people in the automotive industry and the racing industry, really knowledgeable people. And they say Lime Rock's the most beautiful track in North America. And Road and Track said the same thing. Auto Week said the same thing. You know, it's one of the 5 or 6 in the world. It's really a special place and a terrific place for kids.
I would totally agree. Now, your first big race is coming up over Memorial Day, and it's the Trans Am Series. Maybe you could tell the audience a bit about that.
Okay, the Trans Am Series is when it started in the early 60s, and all the American factories were racing against each other, and the best drivers in the country, including the best NASCAR drivers, were racing in that series. You know, it's for pony cars with V8 motors that are based on street cars. So, you know, it's Mustangs and Camaros, starting with a real production car. But then they have a second class that is the old space frame, the original type Trans Am cars. The modern ones race on Saturday of Memorial Day. That's called TA2. The original ones race on the Monday. We also have a lot of vintage racing that weekend. This is the first time we've kind of mixed old cars with modern cars. So Monday is lots of vintage races, a couple of them on Saturday.
And then I know that you're going to have the Royals car show on Sunday. And did I hear in the past they call that an everyman car show?
Yeah, but it's going to be different this year because, well, now it's called the Royals Car Show presented by Hagerty. Hagerty being Hagerty Insurance, a company that insures a lot of unique cars, not just vintage cars, not just classic cars, but, you know, modern supercars. So instead of just the Royals car, which I think you've described right, it's not a fancy car show at all, but it's a huge variety. Shelby American Auto Club, that's old and wonderful Shelby Mustangs, they're going to bring 150 cars. And Hagerty is inviting people that have Hagerty Insurance and a nice car to bring their cars. This is something they do. We've never had it, but they do fairly regularly. And they usually get a good turnout. So we'll be having three shows kind of side by side on the straightaway. Should be neat.
How often, and I have to go to commercial break in a second, how much time do you have, Skip, for me today?
I'm good, whatever.
Great.
You'll love this. I'm at a high school reunion in Philadelphia.
It's so nice of you to call in during your high school reunion. All right, so hold on a second. I'm going to come back to you. When I come back to you, I want to ask if people are still going to be able to get the Lime Rock Park coffee table book that was presented at last year's gala.
Tom Hill, 1320.
Every Saturday at the end of June, thrilled to have Skip Barber, the president of Lime Rock Park, on the radio with us here live. And let's see, Skip, you sent down a gorgeous coffee table book, Lime Rock Park, Six Decades of Speed, Beauty, and Tradition. Are they still available? And tell the audience about this wonderful piece of art you've put together.
Well, this is a history book. One was written about 25 years ago, and that book was done kind of year by year, chronologically. We decided when we started out wanting to update that book that we would do it by topic, not year, and that we would then find somebody really knowledgeable to write about each topic. So seven or eight people have contributed. Gordon Kirby, for instance, who's a real authority on open wheel racing, he wrote that section. Scott Atherton, who's the head of IMSA, which is the best sports car racing series in the world, actually, these days, he wrote the chapter about the future of sports car racing. It's almost a picture book. I mean, there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of writers have contributed, but it's full of wonderful pictures, old pictures, a lot of them. It is close to a work of art, Don. It's beautiful.
And how do we get that? Can people buy it online at the Lime Rock store?
Yes. And you could call the main number at Lime Rock, which is easy to find, and buy it that way also.
Well,
hey,
go ahead, Skip.
Go ahead. I want to get in one thing, important thing before I forget it. Because it's Memorial Day, veterans get in free anytime over the weekend. And on this weekend a year ago, we had a different category of racing, but no better than this. And 1,000 vets came, not together, all just individually. We're proud of that.
You're always so supportive of so many charities. It's just terrific. Back to the book quickly. You have a whole chapter on Paul Newman racing at Lime Rock. Can you give us one of your favorite Paul Newman stories as pertains to the park?
I'll give you a story that doesn't pertain to the park. I was racing in an event in Georgia in a very dry county. A long, long time ago. And Newman was racing at the same event. And there was a banquet that night when it was all over. And I said, this was really dry. I mean, forget having a drink at this banquet. And I happened to sit down at a table with him. There were four people at the table. And you might remember he was a huge Budweiser fan. I said, boy, really a shame. I mean, we can't get a drink here. We can't even get a beer. And he said, not to worry. Somehow he had gotten a case of beer in there, cold, under the table. I mean, that was impossible. I was pretty impressed.
Nice. He was able to comfortably race at Lime Rock, and people weren't after him for autographs or wanting to talk about his movies.
Correct. And, you know, he was pretty good. He didn't start out real good, but he really got good. And he was proud of that. And he worked at that. And, you know, and he said once that, I mean, and Lime Rock was really his home track. And, I mean, yes, that was partly because he lived in Westport, I mean, in Connecticut. But also, he was treated like an ordinary guy there. And that was, had to be valuable to a guy, you know, so obviously well known. Let me tell you one thing, just to give you an idea. I had no idea what it must be like being a movie star. And at the very beginning of the Skip Barber Racing School days, I got drafted to teach Al Pacino how to drive.
Wow.
He lived in Manhattan in an apartment on Central Park, and like so many New Yorkers, he had never learned how to drive. And Alpha sent me this car. He was driving an Alpha in Europe in this movie. And so I met him in his apartment, and I had parked the car about a block away. This was on a Sunday, nice Sunday, sunny spring day. And getting from his apartment to the car was a real battle. You know, with what people I thought were teenagers chasing him. And even when we got in the car, this was an Alpha with a roof and windows, just driving down the street, I mean, people cutting us off, rolling their windows, rolling their windows down, just going crazy. And it must have been, more that way for Newman.
Wow. Which, just back, and we're speaking to Skip Barber. He's got a big Trans Am race coming up on the Memorial Day weekend. Did Paul Newman and your famous resident racer up there, Sam Posey, I think they both drove Trans Am cars in the past as well?
Yes. Yes. And Sam was Sam won an important Trans Am race at Lime Rock. Newman really liked big horsepower cars, and the Trans Am really fit that description. He was not a sophisticated little car guy.
Well, folks, you're going to see these cars all over the Memorial Day weekend. Practice on Friday, racing, I think you said, the TA2 on Saturday, the Royals car show brought by Haggerty on Sunday, and then the TA1s on Monday. So, Skip, it sounds like they should come on up and enjoy, and you'll be wandering around saying hello to people too, won't you?
Of course. And if you can get there today, if you just want to go look at it, like I said, it's free. There are a zillion vendors there and a lot of stuff for kids to do. And, you know, face painters and bounce houses, blah, blah, blah.
And while I have you, do you want to talk about your other really big shows, WeatherTech and the historic Festival 37 coming up over the summer?
Yeah, we have the IMSA weekend in July, and then Labor Day weekend we have our big vintage weekend, and they are both terrific. IMSA has the fastest modern sports cars. And on the vintage event this year, we're going to have an awful lot of Italian stuff.
Well, there's a lot of Italians in Waterbury. You know, we have the Pantolandolfo Club, so maybe we'll get all of them to come on up.
There's a whole bunch of guys from Waterbury who will be there Memorial Day Sunday, the Royals car show. They have every color Dodge Challenger in the world, and they line them up together, and it's really a cool sight.
And you get to walk on the track, which is a real, real treat. Do you have a minute to talk about your Skip Barber podcast?
Sure. I'm a little self-conscious about that, but I have started doing a podcast, and I've been fortunate to have good people. The last two I've done are Mario Andretti. They haven't been, you record these things. Chip Ganassi was one, and Mario Andretti was one. Wayne Carini, who a lot of your folks would know, who's got a fabulous collection and a good television show, he was good. I've been really lucky that way. And I've also had a couple guys that absolutely would put you to sleep.
Well, that's the danger of podcasting or live radio. How do people listen to the Skip Barber podcast?
Go to that website or limerockpark.com, and there's a link.
All right, now back to the Trans Am race completely over Memorial Day. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal that the new Corvette ZR1, and those Corvettes will be in these races, and there's a new one called C8. It's so fast and powerful, it's bending the frame. So what can the folks look forward to seeing these high-powered Corvettes and Mustangs on a short track like Lime Rock? And you always say it's intense to drive there if your car's powerful.
You know, that's really confusing. You're absolutely right. It's short. And it could be wider. It, of course, is a road course, right and left turns, and more importantly, elevation changes, which means hitting an uphill in the middle of a corner and hitting a downhill in the middle of another one. It's short, but it's fast. It has one of the highest average speeds in North America. And even though it's got a short straight, you enter it in fourth gear. A lot of guys that race there consider it, you know, road racing's bull ring. That offends me. But they say that because it's constant traffic. You know, if you have cars of different speeds, lapping happens all the time. And that's tough when you're a race car driver and you're surprising some guy who's not used to getting lapped every five laps. But it's a very, it looks so simple, and it's a really tough course to drive well.
Now, I know you're happy that it isn't raining, but I've seen some of the best races in my life at Lime Rock in the rain. Could you explain why and how Lime Rock races in the rain, just in case?
Well, obviously, I hope that doesn't happen next weekend, though right now the forecast is not great. Which is another way of saying it's lousy. Everything changes in the rain. It is, first off, obviously, a whole lot harder. But with modern rain tires, I mean, people are really driving hard and going fast. But it really separates the best guys from guys that are a little rougher with the car.
Well, I have to say, I had the thrill of a lifetime there. And then the last question, and then I'll let you have a minute to say whatever you'd like. Another reason, why should people come to Lime Rock to be able to listen to the ultra-talented Greg Ricks on your public address system?
Yeah, we have a wonderful announcer. Well, the first thing is, it's in a great spot, which means it's a nice ride there from almost any place. You know, if you go up along the Housatonic River on Route 7, whatever, there's not an ugly way that you can come in. So that part's neat. And when you get there, it is absolutely beautiful. It's a nice, nice park. And then you can get right up next to the cars in the paddock where, you know, where the mechanics are working on them. And the transporters are wonderful that bring these cars, big elevators, to get them up into the trailer. And the racing is usually really close, and you can get close to it. And you can move around and see it from, like I said before, a lot of different places. It's a great day in the country. It's a great family day in the country. And kids under 16 get in free.
Now, how often do you see that anymore?
And we get a lot of them. It's a young crowd. So I've said my piece. I've mentioned vets on Memorial Day weekend, what they wanted to do. I think I mentioned how nice it is to get there, and that it should really be a good weekend, all 3 days.
Well, Skip, I have enjoyed my time there, and I look forward to coming again, and I hope some Saturday in the future we can get you again, because this will be another podcast that people can hear as well. And thank you for coming in from Pennsylvania at your high school reunion.
And I'm having a great time. Thanks.
You're welcome, Skip. Skip Barber, Lime Rock Park. Happy to have him. Appreciate it very much. And stay with us, David Hill and his wife next, and a little bit of more music, too. And let me push this magic button.
Hill's Gallery, 1320 WATR. Tom Hill.
That's me, and we have a phone caller on line three. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, Barbara. Yes, good morning. This is Ethel Nodelman calling. I want to try to win the contest, the tickets to the Skip Barber Jazz Festival. Is there still tickets left?
Yes, there are, Mrs. Nodelman. We'd have to propose some kind of complicated question. How much time do you have today?
Well, I have just a few seconds. My ride is here to take me to Burning Man, but I thought I would try to win these tickets first.
All right. Well, then, Skip Barber mentioned three or four famous movie actors that he trained or drove at Lime Rock. Can you name three of them?
Well, there was Kenny Rogers, Dwight Eisenhower, and Merlin Husky, I believe. Is that correct, sir?
You know, it is, Mrs. Nodelman. You've won three free tickets to Lime Rock Park, and you're going to be chauffeured up there by Salim Nujaim.
Oh, now will Skip Barber be playing some of the standards?
Yes, he will, Mrs. Nodelman. He'll probably be playing Moonlight in Montana.
Oh, I just love it. Oh, well, he and I, we go way back. We used to make out in his Corvair behind Roller Magic, and it's been so long. Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Nodelman. Oh, my God. Tom Shute always says this is what happens when you answer the phone without a screener.
The Trans Am Series presented by Pirelli returns to Lime Rock Park for the Memorial Day Classic, May 24th through the 27th. Trans Am, SVRA, International GT, the Royals Car Show presented by Hagerty, and your chance to drive a brand new Jaguar or Land Rover all for one low ticket price. You do not want to miss the Memorial Day Classic at Lime Rock Park. For tickets and information, simply go to limerock.com.
WATR's Music Museum opens the door to musical history. You'll find an array of hits and songs you have long forgotten about right here on the Music Museum Now, Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Jay Crawford celebrates some of the greatest names in entertainment, a time before the internet, cell phones, and social media. It's 45s and 33s in the golden age of rock and roll. It's Elvis and the Beatles, doo-wop and country. Jay Crawford's Music Museum, 6 o'clock Sunday night right here on WATR 1320 AM.